Well, we were just talking earlier this morning with a member of a group that's putting on a protest in downtown Kalamazoo. It's a protest that's been happening all across the country. People who are out of work and out of patience. Coming along at a good time with a positive message is a South Haven native. Her name is Joan Wendland. She has written a number of books, her most recent being Alice in Corporate Land. She knows about downsizing, but she's made a change in her life, and she's liking it, and she joins us to talk about it. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning, Lori. I'm delighted to be here.
Yeah, it sounds like you have a story to tell.
I do. I've been laid off three times in my 25 years of being in the corporate world, and the last time I decided, instead of getting mad, I would get even in a positive way.
Well, yeah.
And so I wrote a satire on my life and times in the corporate world based on Alice in Wonderland, although I've transferred the animals over into Alice in Corporate Land. And so it's let me use some of the human characteristics I encountered during my time there and applied them to the animals, with great apologies to the animals for assigning them human characteristics. But it also gave me a way of using that experience without fear of retaliation, and also just for the fun of it, just for the fun of it.
Well, right. You know, easier said than done, though, I think, for people who are hit with this. So how did you, you know, dig down and find that sense of humor?
Well, you know, it happened over time, being laid off three times. The first time, I'd already always had in the back of my mind, I wanted to write. But, you know, like everybody else, I needed to earn a living, had a mortgage to pay, car payments, you know, food to put on the table, so to speak. And so the first time I was laid off, I received a six-month severance package, so I decided to take a creative writing course. So that kind of set me on my path as far as writing was concerned. The second time I was laid off, it was on April Fool's Day, and I'm not kidding.
Oh, that's harsh.
And at any rate, I had taken a trip to the Newfoundland wilderness, had a story idea there, and instead of doing the job hunt when I came back, I decided I'm just going to write this down. So instead of doing the job hunt, I wrote it down, and not only did I not do a job hunt, but within 6.5 months, I had published a book and had a movie option for that book. But one book does not make a writing career, nor did it make a bestseller list. So I went back, of course, to the day job and stayed there for 15 years, started collecting all of these stories. And they were so absurd. They were just funny. And so it was like looking at the humor of it. It was really born out of one day, the one company I worked for, they said, oh, we're declaring an Employee Appreciation Day. And so what did they do? They said they were going to erect this big top circus tent and have food vendors come in. We would be allowed to dress in casual dress because at that time people were still dressing up to go to work, where now much of it is business casual. At any rate, and we would be allowed to buy our own lunch.
Aww.
On this Employee Appreciation Day. And then the entertainment was going to be that the top executives had designed a special rock and roll number for them to do. They would entertain the troops, so to speak. So you can't help but see the humor in it.
No, I hear ya. Oh, that's painful. So you got to buy your own lunch, and that's how much they appreciated you.
Yeah, yes. And,
nice.
And you know, why they couldn't have just given us a day off, maybe?
Yeah, that would have been much more appreciated than listening to the house band there. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh,
or maybe a lunch ticket for a free lunch in the cafeteria. I don't know.
Oh, anything. Oh, so do you think these people, all these protesters and all of this big movement that's out there, do you agree with these people, you know, the way they're feeling?
Do you know, I can certainly empathize, and I can feel how they're feeling, and I think that everybody needs to do what they feel that they need to do. That is not mine, or, you know, my purpose right now, because I've set my foot in another path.
So that, I guess that's what I'm asking in a really bad way, is, you know, people who are just feeling lost, and they feel like, you know, everything they've trained for and everything they've worked for is done. How, you know, what kind of advice do you have for them to find that new path?
Well, I don't know that I have any advice for anybody else, because I can only relate to my own life. That you know, I've been dealt different things in my life, and the only thing I could do is pick up the pieces and just go forward and find a new life. And that I found every time that I've been laid off that change really was very good. I was always able to find another job, and usually with more money. Now, this was back several years ago before the massive layoffs that people are experiencing now, so that may not quite apply. But I have found, and it's been my attitude, that, okay, let's make, you know, lemonade out of lemons, so to speak. I've decided to be positive about it, and it's really hard sometimes to be positive about it. So, you know, all I can say is that for me, the change has been good. I've been able to turn my life around and focus it in a different way. I also could use the example of someone I worked with, because, you know, the business environment is rife with people who are unhappy with working, even though they have the job. They're unhappy with the job they have because they don't like the environment. And so one guy I worked with, he decided, you know, as a hedge against all of that, of being laid off, he was developing his own company on the side of playground equipment with, you know, biodegradable materials. So it's like I've met people in my travels that, you know, kind of see the writing on the wall and they're trying to do something else on the side, you know, in addition to doing their job, which is kind of hard. But, you know, that's what I did. I kept developing my writing on the side. And, you know,
a backup plan.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And I think everyone has either like a little dream or a talent or something that they'd like to pursue if they had the time. But you really have to carve out the time in this era.
Right. And I had to. It's like that writing became important. So I'd get up at 5:30 every morning and write before I went to work. In fact, I would have I had a director say, well, can you come in early? I said, I can't come in early because I write during the morning, but I can stay as late as you want in the afternoon, because I wasn't going to give them my fresh creative brain in the morning. I'll give them my brain that's gone to mush in the afternoon.
I like the way you think, Joan. We're talking with Joan Wendland. She's herself, we won't call her a victim of corporate downsizing. She experienced it, let's put it that way. But she turned it around into a writing career. Tell us how we find your books.
Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Go out to their website and order it. It's there.
Alice in Corporate Land. Thank you very much, Joan.